65. The Black Hole. Icarus, June 2345, Sagittarius A star. 23 million kilometers. That was the diameter of the event horizon. Of course, that wasn't tremendously big on the grand scale of things. The red supergiant UY Scuti was reputed to have a diameter of more than a billion kilometers, and that was just a garden variety star. From our distance, we had to use our surge-based telescopic image enhancement just to see Sagittarius A star as more than a point source. We'd approached from 45 degrees to galactic north per the instructions on the star maps. The black hole had an accretion disk in the galactic plane that extended several light years, and you wouldn't want to fly through that. Even from above, the magnetic fields threw off enough crud to make this area of space interesting in a bad way. But the black hole itself was incredible. Of course, we took pictures and videos aplenty and spent unmeasured time just staring at the thing. This was the fabric of the universe in its raw form. Bob's, and post-life physicists and astronomers as well, would have our guts for dinner if we failed to take every possible measurement. We made sure we covered all the bases. Finally, though, it was time to leave. Day had started his good clone, bad clone routine again, and I could feel his eyes boring into the side of my head. Fine, Day, let's pack her up and go. But if we forgot something, that's on you. I reject your analysis and substitute my own. Yeah, okay. 7 years for the return trip. Let's make them quick. A thought occurred to me as we were bringing ourselves around for the flight back to the antimatter fountain. I wonder if the administration station would answer other questions. Worth a try. Since we had communicated with the station, we had its SCUT address in Federation Network Standard format. I opened a link. Central Antimatter Works, this is the Roanokian vessel, Croatoan. Can you answer some questions for us?
Possibly.
Huh, not big on courtesy, obviously. What is the nature of the antimatter fountain?
It is either a white hole or a wormhole from a region comprised predominantly of antimatter.
You can't tell which?
That information is not available.
I said in an aside to Day. Didn't take long to get to that, did it? Then to the station. Can you tell me where the population of the Federation went?
That information is not available.
Can you tell me why?
The imminent destruction of the galaxy made emigration necessary.
What? I turned to Day, my jaw dropping almost to my really quite pointless navel. His face registered the same level of shock. Can you tell me how the galaxy is about to be destroyed?
That information is not available.
How long until it happens?
That information is not available.
Is there somewhere that I can go where that information is available?
Are you asking me to tell you where to go?
I laughed reflexively and Day spit his coffee out. No way, that was unintentional.
Apparently, we are annoying, Day muttered.
I addressed the station. Yes, please tell us where to go. We both scrunched up, fists balled, and uncontrollable grins on our faces, waiting for the comeback. It would be worth it. There was an unaccountably long pause before the station replied in a totally straight tone.
The Capitol Archives would have the greatest chance of satisfying your curiosity, far better than ongoing dialogue here. Routing instructions attached. Good voyage.
Day chuckled. I bet it was fighting its programming there. Yep, good voyage was not the intended salutation.
Should we ask a few more questions? Just because?
Now you're just being mean. Let's hit the road.